come and receive and be made free with us today. Come and restore your heart and soul with us today. Hunger for the precious bread of life. Come all who thirst, drink of the living water. Come to God's life and be revived with us today. Come be transformed by the Lord of Lords with us today. Come worship with us as we lift the Savior up. Here at God's life, experience life in Christ. Experience life in Christ at God's life.
Welcome to God's Life Christian Church here on the beaches of Kapalina in Oahu, Hawaii. This is an awesome and a beautiful and a wonderful day that God has made for you and for me. And as we gather to continue our teaching series on living holy and holy living, we invite you, wherever you are tuning in, whether in the East Coast, the West Coast, the lands of the Caribbean or the Pacific, the Hawaii chain of islands, or Europe or Asia, wherever you're tuning in, we invite you to go with us to the throne of grace and pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this word of truth. We thank you that holy living is a spirit-led life. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for this installment, Lord God, of the words of life and truth to guide us and lead us that we may continually be a holy people, even as you're a holy God. So, Lord, open up our hearts. Open up our ears. Give us understanding and quickness in the inward part, Lord, to know and to understand that they that are led by the Spirit of God are truly the sons of God. And if we walk in the Spirit, my God, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Father, we thank you for a people that will be Spirit-led because they are holy, holy unto you, O God. So, Father, as your man of God would come, as Bishop Calvin would come, Lord God, use him as you choose, Father God. Enable him to rightly divide this word of truth, that holy living is a spirit-led life, Father God. Allow him by the glory of God and the Spirit of God to impart to us, Lord God, the wisdom, my God, the insight, Father God, the words of life, Father God, that will cause us to be a transformed people, renewed in the spirit of our mind, and change, my God, and the thought of your presence and the thought of just how holy you are, Lord, and that you put your Holy Spirit in us, Father God. You deposited a piece of you, a part of you, Lord God, in us, Lord, that we might know how to walk worthy of the high calling, that we might know how to be Spirit-led in all that we do, every situation, every circumstance, that we will inquire of the Spirit of God what to do and how to do it and when to do it and when to move and when to be still and when to be silent. So thank you, Father God, for this word of truth. Thank you for they that have ears, that they will hear what the Spirit of God is saying so that they may walk holy and upright, led by the Spirit of Almighty God. We ask all these things, Father God. Bless your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. And today we want to look at holy living is living a spirit-led life. Holy living is living a spirit-led life. In other words, in order to live holy, you must be led by the Spirit. And if you're led by the Spirit, you will live a holy life. Amen. My reference text, or some of the texts that I'm going to use, amen, is coming from Galatians. And you know our reference text for this whole teaching is coming from 1 Peter. So in Galatians, the 5th chapter, we want to look at, and we're going to look at 1 Peter, the 1st chapter. In Galatians 5th chapter, verse 25, amen, or let's begin at verse 16, and we're going to read 16 through 18, and then we're going to go down to verse 25, amen. In Galatians, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse, hallelujah, it reads such, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law." Amen. And then if you look down at the 25th verse in that same chapter in Galatians 5, amen, it says, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." So as I said, my reference text for this whole teaching, this whole teaching on holiness and being holy and God's commandment about being holy, amen, is in 1 Peter, the 1st chapter. And the 15th verse says, "But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation." The 16th verse says, "Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's just think about this for a minute. Being holy and being led by the Spirit. Holy living and a Spirit-filled life. Now, in order for us to live a Spirit-filled life, God had to impart something. He had to do something in our life before he can command us to live a life that only he could equip or impart or enable us to live. Amen. So before God command a born-again believer, before he will command any of those who have received Jesus Christ to live holy, he first placed holy in his children. All of those that believe him, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, he placed holy in us. Amen. Because he knew we could not obtain to this command to be holy without a divine impartation. Amen. He knew that he was going to have to actually put impartation from himself and of himself. Not only just from himself, but he had to also give us something from him, of him. Amen. So then, let's look at his word and see what it says about this impartation. What did God do to enable him to be able to ask his mankind, those of us who are born again, those who have received Jesus Christ, what could he do or what has he done to make it possible for him to ask us to be holy? And let's look, if you will, is Ephesians, the 1st chapter. Ephesians, the 1st chapter, and I'm going to begin reading when you get there at about the 3rd verse. Ephesians, the 1st chapter. Amen. I'm going to be in Ephesians, and if you want, put a marker at 1 John, because we're going to be in 1 John as well. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, look what it says in Ephesians, the 1st chapter, verse 3. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in himself before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy." That we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good measure of his will, to the praise and glory of his grace, amen, wherein we have been made, he has made us accepted in the beloved. Now let's back up here now. We are talking about how God can make the commandment to those that are in Christ to live holy. We see that he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places through Christ Jesus. He imparted something in us. It's not just we're just blessed. No, he had to give us something that becomes a part of who we are. So we are a people who are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places through Christ Jesus. And it says, according as he has chosen us from the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Now, let's look at that for a minute. God has desired that all those that he have relationship with would be holy.
Hallelujah.
So all that he's done in his work in our life, it was leading to one thing. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall be saved. Still, God had a goal, and that goal is not to just have relationship with mankind. Oh no, that was just the beginning of it. But it's the kind of relationship that a lot of us don't pay attention to. And the relationship that he wanted with us is a holy relationship, that we would be holy. Amen. So the Bible says that he has chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Amen. In other words, God is not just looking for people to say, God, you're good. He's not just looking for people to say that I'm a Christian. He's looking for people that understand that he is holy, and the only way we can have a real relationship with him is we are going to have to allow holy in us to be cause us to live this out. We're going to have to know that God is looking for just not people to say that they're Christian, but he's looking for holy rollers. Amen. He's looking for people who understand that the only way I can have relationship with God is that I'm going to have to accept the fact that he's holy, and I'm going to have to accept everything that he's done to make me holy so that we can have a relationship. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
And then it goes on and says, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, another thing that we need to take note of. A lot of times we do what we do to be accepted. You know, we go to church and we try to be accepted by the church, by people in the church. Amen. Glory to God. We are in our neighborhood trying to be accepted. Family members we try to get. We always are trying to be accepted. But God did, he did something that nobody else that we know could do. And that is, he did something to make us acceptable to him. Amen. So look what it says in the sixth verse. It says, to the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted, amen, in the beloved. So not only did he choose us to be holy, but he also blessed us in such a way that we could be before him without blame. And then if you take it a step further, amen, he predestinated us and adopted us as his children. And then he says, I'm going to make you acceptable to me. So then what I'm going to do, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm going to make you in such a way, I'm going to bless you so that you can be accepted in the beloved. So you've been accepted by God. If you don't feel you're accepted by anybody else, know that you've been accepted by the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because see, there's nothing you and I could have done to be accepted into his beloved, to please God, to have a relationship with him. So what he did was, God did something very important. He not only just put his spirit in us, and we talk about that, but what we don't think about, God gave us some of him. God put some of him. He imparted some of him in us so that part of him could show us what God wants from us. Amen. How to commune with him, how to pray, how to read his word. God put a part of him, his very self, in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look what it says. Amen. Look, if you will, in 1 John 3rd chapter. Amen. And I'm going to read from the 3rd chapter, and then we're going to go to the 4th chapter. Amen. In the 3rd chapter of 1 John, let's look, if you will, down at the 24th verse. And it reads, and he that keepeth his commandments dwell in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he's given us. God impartation. God put something in us, amen, to command us to be holy. What did he put in us? He put his Spirit, a very part of him. Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. God put the third person of the Trinity in us, meaning that God put a part of his very self in us in order for us to be able to commune with him. Hallelujah. See, we don't have to try to figure this thing out. All we got to do is yield to Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. Hallelujah. And then, if you will, let's look at the 5th chapter. Now, we see that he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. He imparted into us blessings in such a way that we should be holy, that we should be without blame before him, that we are adopted children, that we have been accepted in the beloved. Amen. Glory to God. And then in 1 John, we saw that he has given us his spirit. And then if you look at the fourth verse of 1 John, look what it says. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, what do that mean? What do that mean? We quote it, but we don't really understand what it means. What it means is, because God the third person of the Trinity is in us, God's Holy Spirit, no matter what the devil try to impart into our thinking, no matter what the devil try to do to our peace, our joy, the greater one liveth in us, and we can resist him if we allow him to lead us, if we allow him to lead our response, if we allow him to lead what we are thinking, if we allow him to lead, if we allow Holy Spirit to lead us, no matter what the devil bring, greater one in us, the greater one in us, God himself in us, hallelujah, can give us what we need to always respond and live in such a way that God is pleased, and mostly we live holy. Remember now, we're looking at these scriptures to see how God can make the command about living holy. What did he impart in us? What did he do in our life that he have the right to ask us to be holy as he is holy? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And look again. I want to look at one more verse of scripture, Romans, the 8th chapter. Amen. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 11. Amen. Because we are talking about what give God the right to say, be holy as he is holy. What give him the right? Well, we concluded that he had to have done something. He had to have done something to every child of God, every believer. He had to have done something, or he had to impart something in us to enable us, amen, to be like him. Hallelujah. Enable us to be holy like he is holy. Amen. So then in Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 11, look what it reads. It says, but if the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you. But if the spirit of him that raised Jesus Christ from the dead that dwell in you. Basically what he is saying here, because the spirit of God, amen, or the spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also do what? Quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that what? Dwelleth in us. Hallelujah. So then we now see God has every right to say, be holy, for I am holy. God has every right, amen, to tell us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to him. He has every right because he has given us everything that we need in order to fulfill, respond to that commandment and do that commandment. Amen. So then what I'm saying to you is that, glory to God, God is holy and he asks us to be holy. Well, when we pursue a holy life, it's just basically saying, I recognize that God has put a part of himself in me. You know, a lot of times we say, well, God is always with us. Yes, if you have Holy Spirit living in you, God is always with you. Now, the thing that we don't think about, because he's always with us, when we don't know what to do, when we don't know how to respond, when we don't know how to deal with a circumstance or situation, we need to start figuring God in. We need to start saying, Lord, you're in me. Your spirit is in me. Show me what I am to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is not the author of confusion. So when God show us something, just know this. We don't have to understand what Holy Spirit is leading us to do. All we have to do is understand that God know what he's doing. And when he put his spirit in us, he put his spirit in us so that we will do the things, amen, that is right for not just ourselves, but right for him. See, the thing about it is God's spirit is in us for us to accomplish three things and how we respond and what we do in circumstance and situation. Firstly, God, Holy Spirit, will cause us to respond in such a way that God is glorified, that God is lifted up. Hallelujah. Secondly, it will cause us to experience the joy, the peace that we need, amen, to maintain our testimony. It will make sure that we respond in such a way that we maintain our testimony. And then thirdly, we will respond in such a way that people want to know, know why we're able to do it, how we're able to do it. In other words, they want to know the God that we know. Amen. So then our response should be three things. We respond in such a way to glorify God. We respond in such a way that enhance our testimony as a Christian. We respond in such a way that cause people to want to know Jesus Christ. Amen. So then, but the devil is at work to make sure that we respond opposite. He wants us to respond in such a way that God looked bad by the way we respond. He wants us to respond in such a way that we just totally throw our testimony out the window, that we destroy our testimony. He wants us to respond in such a way that nobody wants anything to do with Christianity or the God of Christianity. Amen. So then God will do, has done in us, and we have everything we need to respond in such a way in every circumstance, in every situation, that God be glorified, that our testimony be enhanced, and people begin to see that our life is a real life in Christ, and they also will see that they too need to know the God that you're serving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let me tell you about Holy Spirit, because see, Holy Spirit is in us, amen, to help us. He is our helper. He is our helper. He's also our trainer, amen. Like you go to the gym and you get a trainer, and he shows you how to get the best out of your encounters at that gym. He shows you how to get the best out of your body, or she hold you, whatever that trainer shows you how to get what you need in order to do what you're trying to do. Amen. Holy Spirit, he can commune with God when we can't. When we don't even know how to commune with God, Holy Spirit can help us commune with God. He can help us to pray when we can't or don't know what to pray. Holy Spirit is there to help us, amen, to live a life of holiness before God. He can help us interpret God's word. We can read God's word and not understand none of it, but Holy Spirit is there to help us to understand what God is trying to say to us when we're reading his word. Hallelujah. He can help us, amen, to be able to discern when we can't discern. Things can be going on around us and we don't even discern anything. Well, Holy Spirit, it will help us to discern. It helps us also mostly to know the plan of the devil before the devil even begin to carry out his plan in our life. Holy Spirit will help us to know, amen, because he knows what's coming. So he calls us to adjust and correct and do what we need to do, amen, glory to God, so that we, amen, glory to God, is able to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. Remember now, God blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Amen. Glory to God. Because he had chose us, amen, from the foundation of the world. And what he chose us to be, he chose us to be holy. Hallelujah. He chose us to be without blame before him. He chose us to live the type of life that he's proud of, that he enjoyed to see for his pleasure. In other words, the Bible says, and then he accepted us into the beloved. Amen. So because, amen, God has done all of these things, glory to God, we as people can know without a doubt that the greater one liveth in me. It is not just something we quote. It is something we live. It is something that we know. It is something, glory to God, that we experience every day. So all we have to do is to begin to start yielding the Holy Spirit. Talk to Holy Spirit. It is not an it. It is a person. He is the third person of the Trinity. Just like we talk to Jesus, just like we talk to God, we got to say, Holy Spirit, I need help in this. Holy Spirit, I don't know what this day hold, but I know who hold this day, and I thank you, Holy Spirit, for showing me how to live in such a way that I glorify God, how to live in such a way that people know that I have a relationship with God, how to live in such a way, glory to God, that people decide to have a relationship with the God that I'm talking about, with the God that I'm serving, with the God that I'm living out, amen, because God wants us to be without blame before him. He's not looking for an opportunity to bring judgment on us. He's looking for an opportunity to love us. He's looking for an opportunity to have relationship with us. And so this is why the Bible tells us, amen, that he chose us from the foundation of the world that we would be holy. Amen. And I think, well, I know that more people need to begin to understand, if you're going to say that you're a Christian and you are not in any wise pursuing a holy life in Christ because of what God has imparted in us, I need you to know that you're taking the word of God, the truth of God, the love of God, and the Spirit of God in vain. You're taking it in vain, because God only saved us for we have a relationship with him, but not just a relationship. relationship with him, know that we would be holy. That's what he wants. He wants a holy people because God is holy. And if we're talking about going to his heaven, ain't nobody going to heaven but holy people. So God said, listen, let's start doing that right now. Let's start doing it now that you know what to do. I want you to not only be holy when you come to heaven, I want you to be holy while you're in the earth. Amen. So if that's the case, amen, if God, if we think we're going to heaven, then we need to know about the heaven we're going to. We're going to a heaven that has a holy God. And if he is holy, then you know what? He's saying, if you come in here and have any intentions of being here with me, I need you to know, be ye holy, for I am holy. I don't think I could drive this point home any more than I have, but I believe, glory to God, that God made sure that when he made this commandment of this requirement of us, or when he asked us to do, he already imparted something in us. So just know this, God did not ask me to be holy before he made me holy. Say, I am holy. I am holy. God made me holy. If you're a born again believer and you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you've got to know that you're holy, but this holiness that God has placed in us comes with a responsibility. He expects us to live something. He expects us to be, oh, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. You took a wretched sinner like me and you imparted into me what was needed for me to have a relationship with you. You imparted into me what was needed for me to be like you. And you say, be holy like you are holy. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that there's nothing I could have done that could deserve it. There's nothing I could have done that could have paid for it. There's nothing I could do to be accepted by you. And Lord, you have blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You have blessed me, glory to God, with your very spirit. You have put a very part of you in me. So I don't have no doubt as to what you want of me. I don't have no doubt as to how I'm supposed to live. All I have to do is let the you in me cause me, glory to God, to live a life that you want. And that life that you want for me is a holy one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that I can be holy because you imparted holy in me. You put some of you in me. So I don't have no excuse as to what you want of me. I don't have no excuse as to how to please you. I don't have no excuse as to what, glory to God, you want me to say. You want me to pray. You want me to do. Lord, all I have to do is allow the you in me to show me you. Hallelujah. And I can stand up and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, this is your day. This is a day that you have made for me. And I thank you, Lord, that you put part of you in me so I can glorify you on this day. So I can glorify you by my life. Hallelujah. So, Lord, I thank you today that because you asked me to be holy, I see that you've done so much. You put the one thing in me, or the one person in me, hallelujah, and that is a very part of you, the third person of the Trinity you have placed in me. And this spirit that you have placed in me raised Jesus Christ from the dead. No matter what I'm dealing with, no matter what I'm going through, no matter the temptation that come my way, no matter what happens, amen, I have truly the greater one in me, so that my response and how I deal with circumstances, situation, how I treat people and deal with people, amen, glory to God, is going to be part of a show that you, the Holy One, is living in me. Hallelujah. I have holy living in me. So, regardless of what the devil tell you, saints, regardless of what the devil say about, well, you this, you that, you the other, you need to turn to him and say, I have the Lord of Lord, the Spirit of God living in me. And whatsoever God commands of me or require of me, I got what I need to do it. I've been blessed with all spiritual blessing. I have an impartation. Hallelujah. I have an impartation to be holy. And I am holy. I am holy. I have holy in me, and I am going to give permission to Holy Spirit on a daily basis to carry out His work in me. Holy Spirit is there for a purpose. All we have to do is let Him do what God has placed Him in us to do, and we will easily, amen, glory to God, be able to obtain to attain to the calling of being holy as He is holy. Remember, the only one way to be holy, and that is to be led by His Spirit. And there's only one way to be, and if you're led by a Spirit, there ain't no way you could not be holy. So then God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. But before He did that, He put something in us. He put holy in us. All we have to do is do more to acknowledge Holy Spirit in us, and we don't have to try to figure this out. Let me just say this before I close. Out of all the people that you can have a relationship with, God is the only one or the easiest relationship that you will ever be able to have. You know why? Because when you're trying to please everybody else, you don't know. God said, I'm going to show you how easy it is to have a relationship with me. I'm going to put part of me in you. So whenever you're trying to figure out what I want, the part of me in you will show you. The part of me in you will show you what to do. Amen. So then nobody else can put a part of themselves in us to help us know how to please them. But God has done it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not only did He save us, amen, glory to God, He put His Spirit in us, this Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. You got to think about that. Holy Spirit living in me. Holy Spirit is the worker of the Trinity. Holy Spirit is what carries out everything about God, everything for God, everything to God. And God said, I put my Spirit in you. All you have to do is let my Spirit do the purpose in which I put it in you. Hallelujah. He's put His Spirit in us so that we can truly understand why He is able to say, be ye holy, for I am holy. In other words, all you and I have to do is be led by the Spirit, and we won't fulfill no other thing. Remember, the greater one is in you. I know people do things to us, and we feel like that we're going to be destroyed because of it. But I need you to know, glory to God, the greater one is living in you. Not just a cliche, like we say, but we need to know that we know that we know that we know that we know that regardless of what the devil sin, God has given me what I need. He's made me resistant. Amen. Resistant to anything the devil bring. As a matter of fact, He's made me personality proof. So that whenever you begin to deal with people with all kind of personalities, and you know, when people throw all these different personalities at you, you don't know exactly what to do. But I tell you what, Holy Spirit does, because He have made us personality proof. Amen. And a lot of people fall apart, get all flustered, and get out of place because somebody's personality, because of the way somebody treated them, because of what somebody said to them, and so forth and so on. But I need you to know, you can be personality proof. In other words, no matter what a person does, it does not move you. Why? Because the only thing that's supposed to move a Christian is the Spirit of God. We're supposed to be moved by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God only, not by people's actions, not by people's word, not by what people do. We are personality proof, and you better know that. Amen. Because the devil is going to tell you, you see what they said? You see what they done? I can't believe that they did that. But you got to be like, listen, whatever they do, God has given me what I need to respond in such a way that He is glorified.
Hallelujah.
That my testimony stays intact. As a matter of fact, it's enhanced. And that those that are doing these things that I can't believe, they can see that there's a God that loved them, and there's a God that desire relationship with them. So in other words, we want to live in a way with the help of Holy Spirit. Amen. We want to be holy because in being so, God is glorified. We're blessed, enhanced, amen. We're edified, amen, glory to God. And then people around us, they're Christians, they're edified as well. If they're sinners, they're reconciled. So let us, glory to God, know that when God say, amen, be holy, He's given me everything I need to be holy. Say this with me. I am holy because God made me holy. And I have everything that I need to do what God has commanded me to do. I am holy as He is holy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.